The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Now this morning, in this virtual space where musicians and listeners gather, let's gather the spirit with words and music by Jim Scott, another admired and accomplished UU troubadour. He's performed across the United States and around the world, and many of you will remember he gave a concert and led a worship service here at Thomas Paine to help us celebrate the 50th anniversary of the founding of our fellowship. Jim, along with the Master Singers on the Go Choir, will lead us in singing his anthem, Gather the Spirit. The words will be on your screen.
Gather in peace. Gather in thanks. Gather in sympathy now and then. Gather in hope, compassion, and strength. Gather to celebrate once again. Gather the Spirit, harvest the
Now this morning, right, we do gather, as we do at least once a week, in peace, in thanks, in sympathy, in hope, in compassion, in strength. We gather to celebrate. And this morning, we especially celebrate the power music has to lift our spirits, to put us in touch with them, with one another, and with all the created world. But there's another sound, certainly music to our ears, that has that same power. And David Perry, one of our very own in-house UU troubadours, also quite admired and accomplished, David, sings about that wonderful sound in this morning's moment, appropriately a musical moment for all ages.
I love the sound an airplane makes as it hums by high above. I love the sound a baseball makes as it thumps into my glove. I love the sound of carnivals, that jumbled joyful noise of carousels, calliopes, and fun-crazed girls and boys. Searching high and low, I have found there's no more wonderful sound around. There's no more wonderful sound around the the sound of happy laughing boys and girls. I love the sound a kitty makes as she catnaps in my lap. I love the sound of tap shoes dancing, sh-tap, sh-tap, tap, tap. I love the sound of ocean waves shooshing into shore, while seagulls squawk and children call, please 5 minutes more. Searching high and low, I have found there's no more wonderful sound around. There's no more wonderful sound around the world than the sound of happy laughing boys and girls. I love the whoosh of wind as I sled down a snowy slope, and the sound of blowing bathtub bubbles, but I hate the taste of soap. I love the sound of popcorn popping, hot butter, ouch. Getting set to watch home movies curled up on my couch. Searching high and low, I have found there's no more wonderful sound around. There's no more wonderful sound around the world than the sound of happy laughing boys and girls.
Thanks so much, David, for that song and for all the music you've shared with us this past year and in years past. I should mention here that David's spouse, Christine Winchester Perry, is also one of our in-house UU singer-songwriters, admired and accomplished, who has performed her songs for many of our services. Our musical interlude later in the service features Christine playing the accompaniment to her composition, Prayer Shawl. I thought that instead of a reflective reading this morning, we'd have a reflective listen to the promise of the sowing. The promise of the sowing is the title song of a 2015 CD by UU singer-songwriter, Reverend Daniel Schatz. Dan Schatz should be better known to all of us. He's a folk singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, author. He was nominated for a Grammy in 2010 for his work on Singing Through the Hard Times, a tribute to Utah Phillips. And he just happens to be a Unitarian Universalist minister who lives and works close by. Since 2016, he's been minister of our neighboring Unitarian congregation of Westchester. Before that, he served at the Bucksmont UU Fellowship in Warrington for 14 years. Here's Dan Schatz performing The Promise of the Sowing.
Down to water's edges in the first light of the sun, where the fishermen are gathered by their moorings. Another day of labor on the waters off these shores is another week of food to raise your children. But the rivers are running empty and the seas are growing warm, and the oil they spilled has poisoned all the fisheries. Catch is growing smaller till there's nothing left to find but a job at some big box store in the city. And remember the years when the waters ran clear and the fields restored the promise of the sowing. And the breezes blew clean and the warmth of summer's green on ancient hills gave strength to keep us going. Out among the furrows we've plowed these 50 years, my father's hands and mine have made a living. Silver Queen in even years and soybeans in the off, fed by waters rippling clear from eastern mountains. But the hills are being leveled for the coal that lies within, and the brooks are flowing black with nature's refuse. The soils have turned to chemical, they've stripped the ridges bare, and we've watched our family's pride all turn to wasteland. But remember the years when the waters ran clear and the fields restored the promise of the sowing. And the breezes blew clean and the warmth of summer's green on ancient hills gave strength to keep us going. I don't pretend to understand the reasons for it all, but I know we've wasted years in wrong directions. If the nourishment is stolen from the waters and the soil, how are we to feed the generations? But the answer lies within us, and it's only common sense. To soil the pond we live in is disaster. Alone we fail and crumble, but together we have power to lift our hands and voices for the future, and to work for the years when the waters run clear and the fields restore the promise of the sowing. And the breezes blow clean and the warmth of summer's green on ancient hills give strength to keep us going and keep us sowing.
Wow. The song you just heard, in fact, all the songs on Dan Schatz's CD, The Promise of the Sowing, center on the people who provide the food that nourishes our bodies and the earth that sustains us all. He echoes the thoughts and feelings we explored 2 weeks ago in the writings of Wendell Berry. Both Berry and Schatz call on us to look at what's happening to our planet see what's happening to its people, and to acknowledge the connection between the two scenarios we see. In other words, to admit that how we care for our planet is reflected in the way we care for people, and how we care for people is reflected in the way we care for our planet. And both Schatzenberry believe we can gather the spirit to move forward by remembering the time when fields restored the promise of the sowing, and the ancient hills gave us the strength to keep on going. Let's take a few minutes now to meditate on times in our lives when the bounty and beauty of the earth nourished our spirits as well as our bodies and made our hearts, if not our voices, sing. Maybe later in the service, in the matters of the heart, you'll be moved to share what came to mind during this time of reflection. In the meantime, let me thank Max Oakes, folklorist and recorded fingerstyle guitarist, for allowing us to use his composition, Ragaputi, for our musical meditation. Max has played throughout the United States and abroad, including at Thomas Paine. In fact, in August 2018, he and his wife, Susie, led a worship service at our fellowship. Max and Susie are longstanding members of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Annapolis, Maryland. Question for you. Do you know anyone with a birthday today? Well, May 3rd, 2020 is the 101st anniversary of the birth of Pete Seeger, who sadly died in January 2014. Pete is arguably the most admired and inspiring Unitarian Universalist singer-songwriter of our lifetime. You know, the idea of honoring UU Troubadours began, in fact, more than 5 years ago when our former minister, Reverend Brian Brown, suggested we recognize Seeger's legacy in a worship service. And since then, we've broadened our focus to include other Unitarian Universalist singer-songwriters like Peter Mayer, Jim Scott, and Dan Schatz, and David and Christine Perry, of course. We do, of course, reserve a place of honor in our annual Troubadour service for Pete Seeger. More about him later. Whatever their musical genre or style, our UU Troubadours have one thing in common. Their words and music do more than entertain us. As I mentioned in my opening words this morning, they help make the essence of our liberal religious faith more tangible and more accessible. They summon us to greater heights of spiritual awakening, compassion, and action. In short, they provide a soundtrack for lives lived in harmony with our seven Unitarian Universalist principles. Seriously. Listen to the music of a UU Troubadour. You're sure to hear affirmation of human worth and dignity, affirmation of freedom, social justice, peace, and democratic processes, affirmation of the yearning for spiritual fulfillment, and of course, affirmation of the beauty, majesty, and mystery of the natural world, the interdependent web of existence of which we are all a part. You'll also hear in their music witness to change, of change that doesn't always fulfill the promise of its sowing, And you'll hear a prayer for resilience and adaptability as we face challenges brought on by change. You'll also hear reminders and echoes of love, memory, and imagination that persist in human experience and in the human spirit, and that allow us to build community. When all is said and done, community is what fuels hope for the future. Even though we can't be sure what the future will bring, or that our collective efforts will result in the outcomes we hope for. I'd say, wouldn't you, that we need as much of all that as we can get about right now. The devastating impacts on human health and on the global economy of this COVID-19 pandemic has led us to a threshold. Remember, thresholds is the overarching theme of our services in May. As we stand at this threshold, we look at a world undergoing changes never wanted and not anticipated. Changes demanding all the resilience and adaptability we can muster. And we seek touchstones of continuity in the midst of disruptive change and the stress it creates in our lives. Just as we're doing by creating ways to continue to worship together. And of course, in times like this, we look for signs of hope. And we see many signs of hope in actions close to home and all around the world. People stepping up and stepping forward to help others, even when doing so involves sacrifice and risk. Our first responders and the doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers and staff risking their lives to treat patients with the coronavirus. Governors and mayors taking political risks to preserve and protect life in the face of the fumbling and bungling in our federal government's response to this pandemic. Philanthropists assisting organizations providing health and human services, Bill Gates stepping up to contribute $12 million to help research to discover vaccine for this COVID-19. Musicians performing online fundraisers, singers serenading their neighbors, apartment dwellers on their balconies every evening, cheering those on the front lines. Linda Weaver volunteering to sew masks for us, and John Sayre and Mike McNeil stepping up to help manage the technology that allows us to have this time together. But ultimately, we all know where we must look to find hope. We have to look within ourselves. We have to dig deep in our spirits for the resolve not to sit this dance out, but to keep on moving to the rhythms of life through the bad times as well as the good, and welcome others to join the dance. Which is exactly what charismatic poet, songwriter, storyteller, and Unitarian minister, Reverend Rick Maston, sings about in Let It Be a Dance. This is an all-time favorite here at Thomas Paine. And as we listen to Rick Maston's Let It Be a Dance, if the spirit moves you to dance or sing along, all the better. Why not? Let it be a dance.
Thank you.
But in hard times, we not only have to remember the steps in this dance of life, we have to take meaningful, purposeful steps to mitigate and eventually eradicate threats to the health of our planet and to all the living creatures on it, including we human creatures. Which brings us to that place of honor we hold for Pete Seeger. Pete remains the stellar example, as he was throughout his life, of a Unitarian Universalist troubadour, of a principled artist deeply engaged in the world. His legacy is monumental. Henry Miller, who sailed with his brothers on the Hudson River with Pete Seeger on the sloop Clearwater when he was engaged in his massive campaign to clean up the river, Miller believes that Pete's legacy is threefold. All three legacies being world class. First is his legacy of music, building audiences for folk music and making his own remarkable contributions to it. Then there's his legacy of environmental activism. Thirdly, and most significantly, is his legacy of building community through his music, inspiring us to focus on such crucial causes as civil rights, human rights, social justice, and environmental protection. It's that third legacy, commitment to community, that set Pete Seeger apart and made his music so impactful. Pete Seeger's extraordinary impact, Miller recalls, stemmed from his steadfast optimism that music could build community and motivate action to improve the world. His genius was in understanding human nature and how to encourage the best of it through his talents. A song Pete wrote late in life, quite early morning, expresses that optimism, expresses the hope that together we can usher in a new day. You'll notice that the final two lines of each verse are repeated. That's common in Pete's music because it leaves space for the audience, for you, to get involved in echoing the lines, which you're encouraged to do as we listen to Pete Seeger performing Quite Early Morning.
Some say it's darkest before the dawn, but this thought keeps me moving on. If we could heed these early warnings, time is now, quiet early morning. If we could heed these early warnings, the time is now, quiet early morning. Some say that humankind won't long endure. What makes them feel so doggone sure? I know that you hear my singing would make those freedom bells go ringing. I know that you who hear my singing would make those freedom bells go ringing. And so we keep on while we live, until we have no more to give. And when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo to young ones stronger, and when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo to young ones stronger, so though it's darkest before the dawn, this thought keeps me moving on through all this world of joy and of sorrow. We still can have singing tomorrows through all this world of joy and sorrow. We still can have singing tomorrows.
Hard to add anything to that song, except to remind everyone that the banjo he was playing, you know, had an inscription on it. Remember, this machine surrounds hate and forces it to surrender. And I guess we could also say we could only have wished that certain people who had access to early warnings about the threat of COVID-19 and who had the power to respond aggressively to that threat had done so. If they had only had the wisdom, integrity, compassion, and courage like Pete Seeger had to heed those warnings. May all of us take heart and instruction from our Unitarian Universalist troubadours and demonstrate wisdom, integrity, compassion, and courage as we stand on the threshold of this tomorrow and of all the tomorrows to come. So be it, and amen. Now we come to that point in our service where you have an opportunity, if you wish, to share a matter of the heart, a joy that is lifting your spirit up, or a sorrow weighing your spirit down, or perhaps some gleaning from this morning's service that you would like to share.
I'd like to thank our very own Christine Perry for preparing that. It was an excerpt of a piece called Prayer Shawl, and Christine put it together for us this week. I'd like to thank her.